The technology giant Google has vowed to appeal against a multi-billion dollar fine handed down by EU regulators for breaching antitrust laws. The European Commission has found that Google used its mobile operating system to promote its own products and cement its dominance in the market. And the penalty is unprecedented. But the question remains, will this decision force the company to change its business practices elsewhere? Thomas Ariti with this report.
It's more than just a slap on the wrist.
This is an infringement that has been going on since 2011.
That's the EU Competition Commissioner, Margrét Vestager, announcing a record $6.85 billion fine for Google.
This is an illegal behaviour. We want this to stop in an effective manner.
But Google's not going down without a fight. CEO Sundar Pichai.
We believe we have a strong case for the benefits that Android has brought to the European marketplace as well as globally. And this is why we intend to appeal.
That statement has accompanied a blog post where the CEO has accused the European Commission of ignoring the fact that Google's Android platform competes with the Apple iPhone, a device that also offers Google products. And he adds that unlike Apple, Android provides choice in the smartphone market, with thousands of different phone models at every price point. But according to technology journalist Stilgherrian, that's exactly the problem.
The iPhone is Apple's device. They offer the options. They're not seen as enforcing their rules on any other hardware manufacturers because there aren't any other hardware manufacturers. It doesn't become a problem. This is being perceived as an anti-competitive move because it's making these rules apply to Samsung, to Huawei, to everybody who is marketing under that Android brand.
Put simply, Google has been accused of using its products to unfairly dominate the market. It offers its operating system to phone manufacturers, and as a result, they're forced to install the company's browser and search engine. And according to the EU, that's a problem, given 80% of the world's smartphones run on the Android system. Stilgherrian says it shows how much the antitrust regulators are willing to flex their muscles, and he doubts this is the end of it.
There's now new privacy laws in Europe, the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, that's been in force for less than 2 months, and we don't yet know how tough the interpretation will be on that. But what we do know is that there are penalties on the same sort of scale that Google's copping for this one.
And while this multi-billion dollar fine seems hefty, let's not forget we're talking about Google. It's a behemoth, and the penalty represents just over 2 weeks of revenue for the parent company Alphabet, which has cash reserves of almost $140 billion. But if it doesn't stop any anti-competitive practices within 90 days, Google could be slapped with additional penalties of up to 5% of Alphabet's average daily worldwide turnover. Some observers doubt it'll change much outside Europe's borders. Thomas Jungbauer is an assistant professor of business and strategy at Cornell University.
There is no action taken in the Asian market, which is even more unlikely than I think than in the American market. And if there is no action taken in the US, then Google doesn't really have an incentive to change its business practices in those markets. But because of the compliance ruling, it will have to change its business practice in Europe.
That's Thomas Jungbauer from Cornell University and Thomas Ariti with our report.